Well, that was a wild, wild game, but the Canucks pull it off 6-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yes, this is going to be a terrible quality show tonight, but man, a wonderful, wonderful hockey game, a high-scoring one at that. 10 goals between the two teams as the Canucks take down the Toronto Maple Leafs for the second time this season. An excellent hockey game, honestly, just a fun one to watch. Lead changes back and forth, and the Canucks pull this one out in a 6-4 win, thanks to Tyler Motte putting it home at the end. We'll break this one down, as always. I'll give you my thoughts, and we'll go into your comments. I won't be able to show them on screen tonight because we are on the road, but we will get it done. And let's break it down first. Demko in net for the Canucks, Campbell in net for the Leafs. Campbell's been struggling a lot lately, and it's a pretty iffy first few minutes. Both teams a little bit hesitant, not really wanting to make any mistakes, not a lot of shots early, but some really good board play by Tanner Pearson and Brock Besser keep the puck in the offensive zone. Canucks have the pressure on, and it's JT Miller scoring again, his 22nd of the season, as he gets his 9-game point streak going. His third 8-game point streak of the season, by the way, which is absolutely crazy stat. 16 points in these last 9 games. As of this goal, he gets another assist later. So make it 17 points in his last 9 games for JT Miller. And the Canucks have a 1-0 lead early. Highmore takes a penalty, a slashing penalty, kind of a slash on the stick, rode up into the hands, and the Maple Leafs answer back on the power play. Sort of a weird broken play, a passing play into the zone. Hamonic makes this bizarre pinch, is how I'll word it. It ends up being a 3-on-1, and Tavares scores. Myers tries to cover the pass. Tavares beats Demko cleanly, and they have we're tied at one apiece. Tavares' first goal in 15 games, which is kind of wild. The Leafs honestly dominate most of the period for about the next 10 minutes or so, maybe the next 7 minutes or so, and the Canucks put on some pressure late. And at the end of the period, Hamonic making up for his mistake early, a shot from the point goes off of the skate of TJ Brody and in, and now it's 2-1 Vancouver, and that's how the period ends. Shots in the first period, 11-10 in favor of Vancouver, so they have the lead going in to the second period. Early in the second period, Austin Matthews goes for the Michigan. Good effort. I respect it. I love that he went for it. Good save by Demko. You don't see those get saved very often. And then the Canucks go to the power play. Dermott, interference with two fists in the face of Matthew Highmore. Interesting play. Canucks go to the power play, and they score. It is JT Miller fires it for the Brock Besser tip play. Campbell makes a good save, but the rebound is in the air about ankle height, and Besser bats it home, and now it is 3-1 in favor of the Vancouver Canucks. So a lead that is not insurmountable by any means, especially when you're against a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they answer just over a minute later. It's Nick Robertson, his first of the regular season, his first regular season goal ever, takes the pass, goes 5-hole on Demko, and it's 3-2. Then later on, it's Jason Spezza and Wayne Simmonds in 2-on-1. Demko robs Simmonds in his 1,000th game with the right pad, an absurd save. And then a mistake from Brock Besser, a terrible play. He tries to send it up the middle. It is right on the tape of Austin Matthews. He rips it upstairs past Demko. We're tied at 3 with about 11 minutes to go in the second period. And then about 3 minutes later, Toronto takes their first lead of the game. Matthews rips it off the back of Quinn Hughes and in. He's got his 39th of the season, which is crazy. And it is 4-3. And then the Canucks do kill off a penalty. Their first successful kill of the game. The Canucks had a power play after a high stick on Simmonds. The Leafs killed that one off. Their first successful kill of the game. So it is 4-3 after two periods for the Toronto Maple Leafs. We go to the third, and the Canucks even it up early. Brock Besser plays it back to the point. Tanner Pearson tips a shot 5-hole, and it's 4-4. Tanner Pearson has been on a nice little run lately, a really nice tip here. And we're tied at 4 with basically the whole third period to go. And then a mistake from Mitch Marner. The puck goes in front. Mitch Marner tries to block the pass that's going across to the middle. He tries to kick it out of the air. It just drops in front for Alex Chiasson to rip home. And it is 5-4 Vancouver. They get the lead back. And then Luke Shen puts it over the glass. Delay a game. Big kill, though. Canucks survive it. And then the Leafs just have all of the pressure. It's all the pressure. They are dialing things up. Demko is making save after save. He robs Matthews with about 3 minutes to go. They pull the goalie with 2:58 on the clock. Pearson with an excellent diving poke check on a pass across to the point. That was huge. Demko robbed Mitch Marner. Then he robbed Austin Matthews in tight on a really tough play from behind the goal line. And then the puck goes down the ice. Elias Pettersson beats the icing. Clean little pass to Tyler Motte. who scores on the empty net. And the Canucks take this 6-4, the final score, as they survive it. They honestly, a lot of pressure on from the Maple Leafs, but the Canucks do do their best to hang on and get the win. Pluses in this game. I got a lot of pluses. I've got a few minuses as well, but the pluses, I mean, look, the Canucks beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is a team that is one of the best teams in hockey right now. Really, up at the top of their division, up there with Florida and Tampa Bay, and the Canucks steal a win off of them 2-0 on the season against Toronto. Sure, the first game they got outplayed, but this game they genuinely stayed with the Maple Leafs all night, and that is a feat in itself. It shows that this team is really knowing how to bounce back from games. They have that absolute snoozer against the Devils a few days ago. They come back, they beat the Islanders, and tonight they beat the Maple Leafs, and they inch ever closer. These games don't matter as much. They are against Eastern teams, but hey, every point does count at this point of the season, especially when they're trying to make that late push. My other big plus for this game is it was just a fun hockey game. We have lead changes, right? Canucks go up 3-1, then it's 4-3 Toronto. They score three straight. And then the Canucks score three straight in the third period to win it 6-4. It was back and forth. It was energetic. It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. I was on the edge of my seat for that entire last 3 minutes of hockey. A very, very fun hockey game, which, I mean, you can't complain about that. They capitalized on a struggling goalie. Jack Campbell has been bad the last few months. And the Canucks took advantage of that. They get shots past him, two tips from the point that just snuck five hole, which Campbell's been struggling with a lot. And they put up six. The Canucks have been struggling, or the Canucks struggled to score at times this season. The last few games, they have been just putting on an absolute show when it comes to offense, and they kept that up tonight. And if you're going to beat a team like Toronto, you either need your goalie to be perfect, or you need to score a lot of goals. And they did the latter tonight because Demko was a little bit off, but the Canucks got the goals they needed to get. And they hung on and scored six. I mean, you can't complain about that. A really fun hockey game. Another plus is the battle level. They came up to a 3-1 lead. They blew it. They blew their two-goal lead in the second period. And Toronto took over. And Toronto had the lead going into the third. And this Canucks team under Boudreau has been very, very good at battling back from deficits. And they do the same thing tonight. They're down a goal going into the third period. They score right away. They keep some pressure on. They get the lead and they don't give it back again. So a really good battle level, which we love. And the last plus, JT Miller, 9-game point streak, another 2 points tonight with the assist on the Besser goal and the first goal of the game. Like I said, 16 points, 17 points, I think, in the last 9 games. Absolutely crazy from JT Miller. I do have some minuses, though. One is goaltending. Demko had some fantastic saves, but he did allow 4 goals tonight. And it is a tough team to go against. You have great shooters like Austin Matthews. One was a bad bounce. But, you know, 4 goals is a bad night for Demko, but it didn't cost them. And that is big. If this is a bad night from Demko and the Canucks still win, you take those. That's free points, especially against a team like Toronto. There were some long stretches of just Maple Leafs dominance. I'm talking about the last sort of half of the second period, the last chunk of the first period, other than the last like 3 minutes or so, and then the last few minutes of the third period. The Leafs are really good at the end of periods. They wear teams out. They're scary offensively, but the Canucks hung on. Blew the 2-goal lead. I talked about their battle level to get it back, but you don't want to be giving up 2-goal leads very often. And two minuses that are kind of pluses as well are some players that made mistakes and then made up for them. One of them is Travis Hamonic. Travis Hamonic made that one pretty bad play that resulted in a Maple Leafs goal. He comes back and he scores at the end of the first period, right? It's his mistake that allows the 3-on-1 on the power play for the Maple Leafs. And he goes back and sure, he comes out, he gets a few point shots that are dangerous on net, and then one goes in. So, hey, he made up for it. That's good. Brock Besser had that really bad giveaway to Austin Matthews for their third goal. And then he went up and he made up for it, right? He had scored earlier in the game, earlier in the period, about 5 minutes earlier. And then he made a couple of really nice plays and got the assist on the Tanner Pearson goal and was a big piece of that. So the players who made mistakes went out and they made up for them, which is a big part of the win tonight. And I think that's all of my personal thoughts on the game. Now, like I said, I can't bring your comments up on screen, but I will pull them open and I will read through them here tonight. And they won't be on screen. Agam saying a broken Demko is still the best goalie in the world. Igor, who, man, if you're throwing shade at Igor Shesterkin, I'm going to ban you. Igor Shesterkin is so good at hockey. And I will take no Igor Shesterkin bad mouthing in here. I also believe from the responses in the chat, it looks like the Edmonton Oilers have lost their game against the Montreal Canadiens in regulation, which is absolutely huge. A 5-2 win for the Habs over the Oilers, which is big. Other games to watch. Nashville is running away with it against San Jose tonight. That's going to be a bad result for the Canucks, but that's really the only other one worth paying attention to, I think. But the Oilers one is bigger. Kai saying, not the biggest Tanner Pearson fan, but I got to give him credit. He's been playing great lately. I agree. Tanner Pearson, who has been, I've been very critical of Tanner Pearson a lot. He has been very good lately. Aisha saying, my heart was in the throat the whole third. Absolutely the same here, for sure. People asking where I am. I am in I'm in beautiful Palm Springs, California. And I accidentally closed my chat. Let me pull that back up. On vacation, but I'm not going to not watch the Canucks and Leafs play, you know? Let's see if I can find where I was. Kai also saying, I've been impressed with how much Pod Colson has been proving his overall game. He's so tenacious on the forecheck and so good along the boards. Yeah, Pod Colson was really close to scoring tonight too. He had that one play where he tried to get the backdoor feed and he put it through the crease. That would have been sweet for him. He did have a really solid game. I don't know how much ice time he got. I wonder if I can pull that up. If NHL.com will work with me here. See if I can pull up the stats. He got 13:46 of ice time. And I noticed he was on the ice with like 4 minutes left while the Canucks were up a goal, which is big for Pod Colson. He has been very solid. BL Tube saying, I think you have to call up Martin and put him in a game. Demko looking gassed. Yeah, Demko did look tired. They showed that clip in the intermission. They showed that clip at the end of the second period of him just sort of like looking winded, like he maybe tweaked something. That's something to keep in mind. Yeah, I think he could use some rest. And it's tricky because this is a team that's right now right on the edge of a playoff spot, right? We are talking about a Vancouver Canucks team that has 62 points. They are 2 points back of the Edmonton Oilers, and they are 3 points back of the Dallas Stars. Now, Nashville is going to take that last playoff spot tonight, it looks like, but they are really in the mix here. Fangirl, renewing her membership, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Would you trade Miller or Besser? I wouldn't do anything till the trade deadline at this point, and if things fall apart, then you look into it, but I think they've earned the shot to go for things here, especially with wins against teams like Toronto. That they have earned a look for sure. Aisha saying that there's chatter about Thatcher not playing at 100%. If he's actually hurt, wrap up the season. It's over. That is true. Yeah, if Demko's hurt, it is over. And if he is hurt, you don't want to exacerbate it. And I think, yeah, you do sort of wrap it up at that point and make some trades. But hopefully he's okay. Benjamin thinks he was cramping. Definitely possible. Ivan keeping track. 28-4 under Bruce. 20 wins, 8 losses, 4 in OT. So that's 24 points in what is that? 42 games? 32 games? That's not right. 44 points in 32 games. Yeah, that is big. What's your take on the Horvat, Podkolzin, Chase online? Chase on had a good night. And I give Chase on a lot of grief. And I think for good reason. He had a good night tonight. He was pretty dangerous. He almost scored the one. He almost scored two, I think. I don't know. Did he get credited with any? He did get credited with the second one. He almost scored the one earlier. That was Hamonic's goal. It looked like he might have got a piece of it. Yeah, he has been... he was pretty good tonight, which is weird. I don't love him with Podkolzin and Horvat as an idea, like in theory, if I'm theory crafting a lineup, because I think he's really slow. But yeah, he was good. Aisha saying that was 52% on the widow meter from Money Puck. Yeah, the Canucks genuinely kept up, and I do like to pull up the natural stat trick stuff. 52% means it was basically dead even. But let's see, all situations expected goals were 4 for the Leafs and 3.2 for the Canucks. And usually that has a swing from that did have a swing from the empty netter. So it was about -1.5 in favor of the Leafs. So natural stat trick disagreed with Money Puck. Natural stat trick said the Leafs definitely deserved to win it. High danger chances were pretty even, but Corsi 79-54, shots 38-29. It was really because the Leafs dominated the third period, even though the Canucks are the team that got the goals, when they did matter. That's the big thing. TB saying, Hockey Night in Canada always rambling nonstop Leafs. They were quite a bit, but I expect that. The viewership is probably 3x in Toronto. Let's see here. Agam saying, I love Bruce. Green never would have had Pettersson out there with an empty net. Bruce knows how to trust his players. The way he has to go hard on some guys like Hoglander. And I think that's fine. I think it's fine to go hard on some players. If you think that player needs that, then that's fine. I'm not going to criticize too much at this point when things are working. Let's see. I guess we're only 15 minutes in. I feel like we've been here for a while. Shani's saying we need to trade Halak. I don't know if you're getting much for him, but if you can, I think you take whatever you can get. What else do we got? Oh, things are skipping around here. Slick Canuck saying, I hope that JT does not get traded. He has been solid. I agree. And again, it's tough to trade your best player because he genuinely has been their best player at this point. And he's a top 10 scorer in the NHL, right? And top 15 over the last 3 years. But I mean, in 3 years, is he going to be the key? And that's why I think you're fine. You can hold on to him for this offseason, right? You don't have to trade him now. You can wait until the offseason or even the deadline next year, right? Hang on to him. His value might go up considering he has been as good as he's been. Agam is saying that management owes these guys a shot, and that's kind of what I was saying too. We've been a top 10 team since Bruce came in, even with our terrible penalty kill. Imagine if we weren't absolutely garbage to start off the year. Yeah, if you take out, I mean, you can't just take out games, but, you know, they were 8-15 and something under Travis Green, right? You talk about the difference that that makes, because the Canucks are now what? They are, they're 5 games above 500, and that's because they were, so they're 12 games above 500 since Boudreau came in. And if they were 12 games above 500 on the season, you know, they're where LA is on the standings, basically, right? LA's 11 games over 500. Dallas is 11 games over 500, right? Although Dallas, that's weird to me. Dallas just hasn't played any games in OT, really. Like, we're in a totally different scenario at that point, for sure. Fifth line center saying we still need to sit Halak, in my opinion. I agree. I think it's such a momentum killer, right? I mean, we look at the upcoming games, the Canucks. Let's see if I can pull those up. Canucks, Google. So they don't play till Wednesday. They play the Habs on Wednesday, which I will not be doing a post game for. I will be at Disneyland for that one. But they get the Habs, and then they get the Capitals and the Lightning, right? These are some tough teams. Not the Habs, necessarily, but I mean, they did win tonight against Edmonton. But they get the Capitals, they get the Lightning, right? A couple of tough teams. But when we're looking at the back-to-back, it's going to be that Calgary and Buffalo, Saturday, Sunday, March 19th, March 20th, right before the trade deadline. I mean, you're going to give Demko the game against the Flames, which is a big one, against Markstrom probably. But against the Sabres, that should be a free win. And Halak is someone who might cost you that free win. And I'm a little scared because that's something that can really derail you, especially when they go against that really tough stretch after that, right? They get the Avs and the Wild and the Stars. And the Blues after that game, they get the Blues twice, and the Golden Knights and twice, right? Like, they go on a really tough stretch after that game, and you need to win as many games as you can before that, and Halak is a risk to that. Where were we? Aisha saying, matching record of 10-4-2 for our first 16 and last 16 with Bruce. That is interesting. Our hot start isn't slowly propping it up. Yeah, they went on a streak to start, and they've gone on a streak lately. And that's what they've needed to do. They had the bit of an iffy spot in the middle where they had a few losses, but they've definitely made up for it in spades these last few games, for sure. Fifth line center saying great road trip. Yeah, what does that do for the road trip? Because they lost the game against the Devils, but they went 3-1, right? You get 6 points out of a 4-game road trip. And that game against the Devils, like that was an egg, right? But now they get a bunch of games at home. They get six straight at home, the Habs, the Capitals, the Lightning, the Devils, the Red Wings, the Flames, and then the Sabres, 7 games in a row at home. Maybe go on a run here again. Some of those teams are tough, right? The Capitals and the Lightning are going to be tough, and the Flames are going to be tough too. But if they win, you know, five of these games or maybe four and take one to OT, they're still going to be right in the mix there as we get right up. That'll take us right up to the deadline. They don't play any games on the road except for the day before the trade deadline. So this is going to be it. This is going to be what defines the season here. Let's see here. Debut Hunter saying, I like that the Canucks got three games worth of losing at once by getting wiped by the Devils, but a big loss is still only one loss. That is true. And the thing is, a big loss like that can really kill the confidence in your team. And I think the Leafs are having that issue where they've had some big losses and it's killed their confidence in Jack Campbell, and it's killed Jack Campbell's confidence in themselves. Yeah, if the Canucks can bounce back from these losses, right? And I think one of the most interesting stats is games that the Canucks have played after a loss under Bruce Boudreau. I don't know the stat, but it seems every time it happens, they win, right? They lost 6-3 to the Islanders. They came back and beat the Maple Leafs the next game. They lost 7-1 to the Flames. They beat the Rangers after that. They lost 7-2 to the Devils. They beat the Islanders after that. So their bounce back is very impressive, and that has been really big for them. Over the last little while, for sure. That does take us to the end of the comments. If you guys have any last questions, I do want to make this one quick. I know we're only 20 minutes in, we're only going to go 30, but I've got dinner waiting for me, and I am on vacation. So I do want to run pretty quickly. Make sure you're subscribed, by the way. And we are going to wrap up. I think we'll wrap up. Let's do this one early tonight. A nice short one. If you missed any part, you can rewind back to the beginning. You can find it on your favorite podcast platform. Shortly, I'll upload it here. Everyone's saying to go enjoy my vacation, so I will. I hope you all have a great night. Shout out to any new members. I know I have one. Let me pull this open, because you deserve a shout out. Anyone who joins as a member, Fangirl for the renewal, I appreciate it. I saw that Justin Rosinal, thank you for joining as a member a few days ago. I do appreciate it. Have a good night. I'll see y'all next time.